All right, get ready because today we're diving deep into the world of WordPress.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
It is, especially if you've ever wondered how to keep your WordPress website running smoothly.
Right, without it costing a fortune.
Exactly, and we're lucky to have a great guide today. Chris Bradley, co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him.
He wrote a super practical article. It's called Optimize Your Budget, Cost-Effective WordPress Maintenance.
Catchy title.
And he's really focused on making this stuff easy to understand for business owners, not just like techie people.
I like that. Making it accessible, demystifying it.
Right. So by the end of this deep dive,
okay,
you should have a really solid grasp on the essential costs.
Right.
The kind of the fun extras you might want later.
Gotcha.
And some insider tips to make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. So first things first. Why is WordPress such a popular choice? Like, what makes it so attractive for businesses and nonprofits and bloggers and really anyone?
Well, Chris makes a really great point in his article.
Okay.
The basic WordPress software is totally free.
That's huge.
That's a really low barrier to entry if you're just starting out. And you want to sort of, you know, dip your toes in the water without a big commitment.
Right. Yeah.
If you ever played around with some of those website builders before,
oh, yeah,
the costs can really add up.
Yeah, they can. And even if you decide to go with the commercial version of WordPress.
WordPress.com.
Yes. It's still so much more affordable. It's under $100, which is way less than a lot of other platforms.
That's a steal.
Yeah. And here's what's really cool about it. WordPress is super scalable.
Oh.
You can start small, like maybe with just a simple blog. And then as your business grows, you can just easily expand your website, add things like an online shop, a membership area, all kinds of stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like you're saying it grows with you.
It does. It does. So let's say you're ready to launch your WordPress site.
Okay.
What are those must-have costs? The things you've got a budget for no matter what.
All right. So let's talk money.
Right. Let's do it.
First up is your domain name.
Okay.
Your website's address, like your online street address. Think google.com or facebook.com. It's what people type in to find you.
Right. Makes sense.
And a good domain name is just so important for establishing your brand. Looking professional, and honestly, they're really affordable.
Oh, good.
Usually less than $30 a year.
Less than a dollar a month. That's not bad at all.
Definitely worth it.
Okay. So domain name's covered. What about web hosting? I know that one can be a bit confusing for people.
Yeah. Web hosting. Think of it like renting space for your website on a server.
Okay.
Like, it's where all your website's files live, all the data lives,
yeah,
so that people can access it online.
Right. Okay.
Now, hosting can range from under $20 a month to literally thousands of dollars a month.
Whoa, okay. What makes such a big difference in price?
A few things. Mm. The amount of store space you need, the bandwidth, which is how much traffic your site can handle,
okay,
the level of security, and whether you go for shared hosting or a dedicated server.
Okay, so there are quite a few things to think about.
Yeah.
So you mentioned shared hosting. What exactly does that mean?
So with shared hosting, it's like your website sharing resources with other websites on the same server.
Oh, I see.
It's kind of like renting an apartment in a big building. Mm. It's a more affordable option, especially when you're starting out, you know, and you don't need a ton of space or resources.
Right. But what if your website takes off and you suddenly have a ton of traffic, are you stuck with shared hosting?
Not at all. Remember how we were talking about WordPress being scalable? That applies to your hosting too.
Oh.
So as your website grows, you can just upgrade to a more powerful hosting plan.
So you can start small and scale up.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that. Now, I've heard that some hosting companies offer like built-in WordPress support. Is that something worth considering?
Absolutely. Especially if, you know, you're not super tech savvy. Or you just don't want the hassle of maintaining the website yourself. It's like having a built-in tech team. They handle all the updates, the security patches, backing everything up.
Yeah, that's great. And then there's also cloud hosting, which I've been hearing a lot about. What's the story with that? Is that a good option?
Cloud hosting is definitely becoming really popular. It's basically like, imagine your website's hosted on a network of servers, not just one.
Oh, okay.
And that means your resources can be scaled up or down instantly.
Oh, wow.
So if you get like a sudden surge in traffic, your website can handle it without crashing.
That's amazing.
No more worrying about your site going down, you know, when you launch a big marketing campaign.
That is great. Okay, so we've talked about domain names and web hosting. What about technical support? Do we need to factor that into our budget?
Well, I'd say while it might seem optional, it's really crucial for businesses. that rely on their website.
Yeah.
Because a crashed website or, God forbid, a security breach,
right,
that could be a nightmare. Not just for your brand reputation, but like literally your bottom line.
Absolutely. No one wants to lose customers because of a tech issue.
Yeah, so what are your options when it comes to technical support?
Right, good question.
Well, you could hire an in-house IT specialist,
okay,
which gives you dedicated support, but it can get expensive.
Right.
Another option is to go with a support package from your hosting provider.
Okay.
Many of them offer different levels of support,
yeah,
from like basic maintenance to more comprehensive plans that'll cover things like daily backup, social media support, that kind of thing.
Okay, so there's like a plan for every budget.
Yeah.
Then there's always the option of going freelance, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many talented WordPress developers and designers out there,
yeah,
who offer their services, you know, on a project basis.
Yeah.
And that can be a great way to get like expert help without having to hire someone full time.
That makes sense. Okay, so we've got the essentials: domain name, web hosting, and tech support. But Chris also mentions these optional power-ups in his article. What are those, and how do they fit into this whole idea of keeping your WordPress website affordable?
So these are additional services that businesses often use to kind of enhance their websites.
Okay.
They're not essential to get started.
Right.
But they can really take your online presence to that next level.
Right.
Think of them as like the bells and whistles.
I love bells and whistles. Me too. All right. So let's dive into these optional power-ups and see what they can do for a business without breaking the bank.
Let's do it.
Stay tuned.
This is where things get fun.
It is. All right, we'll be right back after a quick break.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
We're back.
We're digging into those optional power-ups,
yes,
that Chris Bradley talked about.
Like extra services, the things that can really, you know, kind of boost your website.
Yeah, give it some extra oomph.
Exactly. Add some superpowers.
Okay, I like superpowers.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, I just want to recap something we talked about in the first part. The whole idea of WordPress being scalable.
Right.
You can start small and add stuff as you grow.
Absolutely. You don't have to go all out right away. It's like, yeah, you know, you don't start with a mansion. You start with a foundation and then you build up.
Right. Right. So we're not going to overwhelm you with a million things at once. It's all about choosing what works for you now and then adding on as you need to.
Exactly. So the first power up we're going to look at is fulfillment centers.
Cool.
This is a big one, especially for e-commerce businesses. So imagine this, you get an order on your website, and instead of you having to pack it up and ship it yourself, a fulfillment center does everything for you.
So they handle like storing your products, taking payments, all of that.
Literally everything. They're like your behind-the-scenes logistics team.
Wow. That would save so much time and stress, especially if your business is really growing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it can actually be more cost-effective than trying to do it all yourself, you know, as your orders increase.
Okay, that makes sense. So fulfillment centers, definitely a good one to consider.
Yeah, especially if you're selling things online.
Okay, so Chris also mentioned commercial security.
Yes, this is a big one.
Which seems especially important these days with all the, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
All the cyber threats and everything.
Yeah, it's not even really optional anymore. Think about it. Your website, it holds so much valuable information. Not just your own business stuff, but your customers' data too.
Yeah, their names, their addresses, payment information.
All of that, you need to protect it.
It's like having a security system for your website, basically.
Right. And that's where specialized security services come in.
Okay.
They can really like provide that extra layer of protection to keep your website and all that data safe from hackers.
And malware and all that scary stuff.
All of that, yeah. So it's like having, you know, a team of cybersecurity experts watching over your website 24/7. Constantly monitoring for anything suspicious, you know, patching vulnerabilities, backing up your data.
Oh, that's good.
So if something does happen, you can restore it quickly.
That peace of mind is worth a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else have we got? What other power-ups are there?
Okay, let's talk about testing services. Right. This is all about optimizing your website's performance.
Right.
Making sure it's fast and user-friendly.
Right.
And that it works well on, like, all devices. You know, phones, tablets, computers.
Yeah, I've definitely left websites that took forever to load.
Oh, yeah.
Or were just confusing to use.
We've all been there. And these days, people just don't have the patience for that.
No, not at all.
So testing services can help you figure out if there are any issues with your site's speed.
Oh.
Or, like, you know, how easy it is to navigate. Or if it works well on mobile phones.
So you can fix them before they, you know, scare people away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like having a quality control team for your website.
Yeah, like that.
They'll test your site on different browsers. They'll check your page loading times. They'll analyze your site's code. They might even do some user testing where they have, you know, real people try out your website and see how they interact with it.
Wow. So it's really about making sure that your website is working well and doing what it's supposed to do, whether that's selling products or providing information.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, remember, all of these power-ups we've been talking about,
yeah,
the fulfillment centers, the commercial security, the testing services,
right,
they're all optional.
Okay.
You don't have to do them all at once.
Right.
You can start with the basics and then add them as your business grows and your budget allows.
I like that. So it's about being strategic and picking what's right for you.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay. So we've got the essentials covered. We've got the power-ups. We talked about scaling up as your business grows. But what about those little things you can do along the way, you know, to right, keep your WordPress site running well without spending a ton of money?
That's a great question. There are definitely some kind of like insider tips and strategies that can make a big difference.
Okay, give us the good stuff.
Okay, so one of the simplest but most important things you can do,
okay,
is keep your WordPress software up to date.
Okay.
Like the core software, the themes, the plugins, everything.
That seems pretty basic, but I bet a lot of people don't do it.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget about.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's really important because those updates often include security patches.
Okay.
That, you know, help protect your site from hackers.
Oh.
And they also fix bugs that could be slowing your website down.
So it's not just about getting the newest features. It's about, like,
yeah,
keeping things safe and running smoothly.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, yeah, taking your website in for, like, regular checkups, you know?
Right. I like that.
Preventative maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay. Another tip.
Okay.
Choose your plugins wisely.
Oh, plugins. Those are the things that give your website the extra, like, superpowers.
Yeah. They let you add all sorts of cool features.
Right.
But you got to be careful because too many plugins can actually slow your website down.
Oh.
It's like having too many apps open on your phone.
Right, right.
Just makes everything run slower. So only install the plugins you really need and make sure they're from, you know, reputable developers.
So they're not going to, like, mess up your website or give you a virus.
Exactly. You don't want to download something shady and end up with problems.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Oh.
Okay, so we've got keep everything updated and choose your plugins carefully. What else?
Okay, so this one might sound a little intimidating, but trust me, it's not that bad.
Okay.
Learn some basic WordPress maintenance yourself.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, things like backing up your website, updating plugins, maybe even troubleshooting some minor issues.
Okay.
These are all things that, you know, with a little effort, you can learn to do yourself.
That would be so helpful. Like not having to call for help every time something little goes wrong.
Exactly. And there are tons of resources online, like tutorials and videos.
Okay.
They can help you learn.
Yeah, you can learn almost anything online these days.
Oh, for sure.
All right, I'm feeling empowered.
Yes. Okay, and one more bonus tip.
Okay, hit me.
Use a staging environment.
A staging environment? What is that?
So it's basically like a copy of your website,
okay,
where you can safely test things out.
Okay.
Like new designs or plugins without affecting your live website.
Oh, I see. So if you mess something up, it doesn't like break your actual website.
Exactly. It's like a playground for your website. You know?
Right. You can experiment without worrying.
Exactly. And a lot of hosting providers actually offer staging environments as part of their plans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you might already have access to it and not even know it.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From essential costs to those power-ups.
Right.
And we even talked about, you know, how to kind of be smart with your money and scale things up as you grow. But I think it's important to remember that keeping your WordPress website running well, it's an ongoing process.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's not like set it and forget it.
No, no.
It needs regular attention.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's like tending a garden.
Yeah. You got to keep watering it and weeding it and making sure it gets enough sun.
Exactly. You got to take care of it.
So by putting in a little bit of effort, you can prevent those big problems.
Right.
And keep your website healthy and running smoothly.
Exactly.
Okay. That is a great takeaway.
And on that note.
Yeah.
We are going to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
But don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with the final part.
Where we'll kind of summarize everything.
Yes.
And leave you with a final thought.
A little something to ponder.
Exactly.
All right. See you in a bit.
Okay. See you soon. And we are back for the final part of our WordPress deep dive.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. It has. And remember, all of this awesome information comes from Chris Bradley,
co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yep. So before we wrap things up, let's recap those key takeaways. What are the most important things you want our listeners to remember?
Okay, so first off, building a WordPress website doesn't have to cost a fortune.
Right, right.
The basic software is free.
Yeah.
And there are affordable options every step of the way, like domain registration, web hosting, even technical support.
Exactly. Start small, scale up as you need to.
Yes, yes. And the second big takeaway is, make informed decisions. Whether it's, picking a domain name, choosing a hosting plan, figuring out your technical support.
Right.
Do your research, find what works for you and your budget.
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't buy a car without doing some research first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Building a website, it's an investment.
It is.
You want to make sure you're making smart choices.
Absolutely. And that third key takeaway, the one we've been talking about throughout this whole deep dive, is scalability.
Yes.
WordPress is so flexible. You can start simple and add stuff as you go.
Yeah, I always say it's like planting a seed and watching it grow.
Oh, I love that.
You nurture it, you give it the right conditions, and it just flourishes over time.
That's beautiful. And one more thing I want to emphasize, because I think Chris really hit on this in his article.
Okay.
Ongoing maintenance.
Yes, so important.
Keeping your website updated and safe.
It's not a one-time thing. It's a continuous process.
Right, right. It's like tending a garden.
Exactly.
You got to keep weeding. You got to keep watering.
Like, absolutely.
Make sure it gets enough sun.
You got it.
Okay, so we've got our key takeaways. Now for the grand finale.
Right, here we go.
What's that final thought? The thing you want to leave our listeners with.
Okay, so here's something to ponder. WordPress is so accessible.
Yeah.
So customizable. What kind of amazing online experience could you create?
Oh, I like that. It's about thinking beyond the basic website.
Yeah.
And, creating something that's truly unique.
Exactly. Whether it's like a blog that sparks conversations, an online community that brings people together.
Yeah.
Or, a really awesome e-commerce store.
It's like having a blank canvas and a set of paints. You're the artist.
That's perfect. So don't be afraid to dream big, experiment, try new things.
Push those creative boundaries.
Yes.
And on that inspiring note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into cost-effective WordPress website maintenance.
I hope you feel empowered to go out there and build something amazing.
Yes, and a huge thank you to Chris Bradley of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
For all the insights.
And thank you, dear listener, for joining us.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
And until next time, happy website building.